Hello, my name's Jack.
My name's Rowan.
And I'm Rich.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
In the Premier Skills English podcast, we talk about football and help you with your English.
In this week's roleplay, we're planning a surprise party for a friend who's moving away.
She's got a new job. Her dream job as a football reporter.
I'd love to be a football reporter.
Are you sure you wouldn't just love the free match tickets?
Yeah, that's definitely also true.
After you hear the roleplay, we'll look at some of the language we used. This week, we're going to focus on grammar, and we're going to talk about the present perfect.
We're going to speak about how we use the present perfect to talk about recent events, things that have just happened, and how we connect past actions to present results.
This week's task is to listen to three invitations and say why you can't go.
If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast platform, you should also check out our website.
On the Premier Skills English website, you'll also find the transcript, examples and activities to help you understand the language, and a task for you to complete.
You'll also find a community of friendly listeners to interact with in our comments section.
And that includes us. We're always around to answer questions and join in the discussions.
But if you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can always write answers to our questions or any other comments in the review section.
Before we do the role play, let's look back at last week's football phrase.
If you didn't hear our football phrase last week, we're going to give you one more chance to guess now.
Last week's football phrase was... is a type of penalty that is chipped softly into the centre of the goal when the goalkeeper dives, either to the left or the right. It's a very cheeky penalty, but the taker looks a bit silly if the goalkeeper doesn't move. The is named after a Czech footballer who used to take this type of penalty.
We'll give you the correct answer at the end of the show when we give you a new football phrase.
The first listener to get it right last week was Mo Beckham from Turkey. Well done again, Mo Beckham, and well done for reaching the top of our leaderboard too.
Lots of other listeners got the right answer too. Well done to Marco Zapien from Mexico, W. Santa from Argentina, Mohamed Kuna from Sudan, Emmanuel from France, Hayato from Japan, El Ghul from Algeria, Laker Wang from China, and Max Alex from Vietnam.
Also, well done to Gergo Nagy from Hungary, Fabio 7010 from Italy, Robert Tavares and Isabella from Brazil, Mayu from Japan, Lubomir from Ukraine, Gulmira Kenzik from Kazakhstan, and Itzingirai from Zimbabwe.
It was great to see so many of you having a go at last week's task. Thanks to you, I've learned much more about national days in Algeria, Mexico, Japan, Zimbabwe, Turkey, Brazil, and Argentina.
It was interesting to read about the border derby that is played between teams from either side of the Argentinian and Brazilian borders on their respective independence days. Thanks, W. Santa.
Thanks to Alex from Ukraine and Fabio 7010 from Italy. I also learned a bit more about last week's football phrase.
If you haven't heard last week's podcast, it's called Learning Vocabulary Lost in America. You can find it on the homepage on the Premier Skills English website or on Apple Podcasts.
As well as Independence Day, we speak a lot about the differences between American and British English.
Don't forget that we'll have a new task for you to do and a new football phrase later in the podcast. In this week's roleplay, you're going to hear us preparing a surprise party for a friend.
Our friend Jen has got her dream job as a football reporter for a national TV station, which means she has to leave our small town and go and work and live in London.
She's very excited about this, and we're very excited for her, but we're very sad too, because she's leaving.
We wanted to give her a big send-off, so we decided to give her a surprise leaving party.
But we're not the most organised of people, and our party preparations didn't go exactly to plan.
Have a listen to the role play, and while you're listening, we'd like you to answer one question.
What goes wrong? She's just sent me a message. She's going to be back at about 7.
That gives us about an hour. Have we done everything? Is everything ready?
Nowhere near. What have we got?
I've baked some cookies and some muffins, of course.
Cookies? Biscuits, please. You are only on holiday in America for a month.
I've made this banner.
Nice. What does it say?
Congratulations on your new job.
You've forgotten a T.
Oh, bother. Have you got a pen? I can change it. What have you done?
I've got the cake.
You've made a cake?
No, I've ordered the cake.
Where is it?
It's on its way. I've just got off the phone from the baker's. They're bringing it now. It's going to be amazing.
Has anyone brought her a present?
I haven't bought a present for anyone for 20 years. I'm not going to start now.
You're so stingy.
The party is the present. Cake, music, friends.
Oh no, she's early.
That'll be the cake.
Let's have a look then.
Hold on. I haven't even answered the door yet.
Come on then, open the box. Let's have a look at this cake. I'm starving.
You can't have any yet.
What is that? It looks like a big...
microphone.
Thank you, Jack. That's exactly what it is. A football reporter's microphone. Strawberry and cream. She's going to love it.
Okay, 10 minutes. Who's got the music ready?
Not me.
Me neither.
Hasn't anyone sorted out any music?
Don't worry, everyone. I've brought my ukulele.
Oh, no, really? What are you going to play?
She's on her way. Everyone down on the floor. Hit the lights.
You want us to lay down in the dark? I've put my best dress on.
Get down.
Why is it so dark in here? Where are the lights? Oof!
Surprise!
Surprise!
Congratulations! Oh no! She's fallen over the cake.
She's covered in strawberries and cream.
Anyone for a song?
Before we look at some of the language we used in the role play, let's think about the answer to the question we gave you.
The question was, what went wrong with the party preparations?
Well, there were a couple of things. I had made a banner to put up, and it was meant to say congratulations, but it said congratulations. I was concentrating on my artwork a bit too much.
We also forgot to buy a present, and we forgot to sort out, well, to arrange any music. This meant that Jack had to play his ukulele.
But the worst thing, of course, was falling over the cake. Rowan had gone to all that trouble to order a cake, and then Jen falls over it. There was cake everywhere.
I still ate some. It was delicious. And we still had a good time, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, we did. Right, let's have a look at some language.
This week, we're going to focus on the present perfect and look at how we use it to connect past actions with present results. And things that have happened in the recent past.
There were lots of examples in this role play. I said, I've made a banner.
I said, I've put my best dress on.
And I said, I've baked some cookies.
All of these examples use the present perfect, which we create with the verb have in the present tense, and the past participle, or third form, of the verb.
In the examples above, the present perfect is have made, have put, and have baked.
In all three cases, the present perfect is being used to talk about a past action with a present result.
Using the present perfect gives the listener more information than the past simple. Saying, I've baked some cookies is understood as I baked some cookies earlier and I have some cookies. Here they are now.
It's the same with the other two examples. We're using the present perfect to describe a finished action with a result in the present. Jack made the banner for the party earlier in the day and is showing us now. I put my dress on at home, but I'm wearing it now.
Other examples of the present perfect being used to show present results include I've brought my ukulele and she's fallen over the cake.
This use of the present perfect is much more common in British English. In American English, the past simple is often used in these situations. I baked some cookies, I brought my guitar, and she fell over the cake.
We also use the present perfect to connect actions in the past with the present, even if the result in the present isn't clear. In the role play, I said, I've ordered the cake.
Here, from the context, we understand that Rowan has done this recently, but there's no clear result because we can't see the cake.
The past simple can also be used here, especially in American English. What have you done?
In my best American accent, I ordered the cake, or I've ordered the cake.
To emphasise something has been done in the recent past, we often use the adverb just with the present perfect.
In the role play, Rowan said, she's just sent me a message, and I've just got off the phone from the baker's. In both of these examples, we're using just to emphasise that something has happened very recently.
Again, this is what we would say in British English. In American English, it would be much more common to hear the past simple. She just sent me a message, and I just got off the phone from the baker's. Sorry, I can't do an American accent.
In British English, we tend to use the present perfect when we use adverbs such as just, yet, and already. But in American English, the past simple is much more common in these situations.
Have a listen to these examples.
Hi Rowan, is Jack there?
No, sorry, he just left.
Hi Rowan, is Jack there?
No, sorry, he's just left.
Do you want to watch Black Panther tonight?
No thanks, I've already seen it.
Do you want to watch Black Panther tonight?
No thanks, I saw it already.
Have you seen David Beckham's Inter Miami play yet?
No, I haven't seen them play yet.
Have you seen David Beckham's Inter Miami play yet?
No, I didn't see them play yet.
Okay. So we've looked at some of the ways that the present perfect is used to talk about things which have happened recently and how we use it to talk about past actions with present results.
There are other ways to use the present perfect, such as using it to talk about unfinished actions and also life experiences, and we'll look at these in future podcasts.
We've got lots more examples and activities connected to the present perfect on the Premier Skills English website.
This week's task is to listen to three invitations and say why you can't accept the invitation.
You need to think of an excuse for each invitation. You need to think of something that happened that will stop you from accepting.
In other words, a past action that has present results, which means we want to see you using the present perfect in your excuses.
Invitation 1. Hey there. I'm having a party to celebrate my 40th on Friday. Do you want to come?
Invitation 2. Hey there, Remember we said that we're going to start training for that half marathon next summer? We're meeting in the park on Sunday afternoon.
Invitation 3. Are you going to the match on Saturday? Do you want to join me?
Write all your excuses in the comments section on the Premier Skills English website and try to use the present perfect in your answers where you can.
Or write your answers in the review section on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you listen to us.
It's your turn with the football phrase this week, Rowan.
Okay, this week's football phrase is... officially... describes how play is restarted after the ball has gone out of play or the referee has stopped the game. Can be goal kicks and throw-ins, but they are usually used to describe corners and free kicks. Some teams are very dangerous from... and score lots of goals from them. Teams try different types of... and they're practiced a lot on the training ground.
Okay, I've got it. I think we can also use the term dead ball situation, but it's not the phrase we're looking for here. If you're still wondering what the answer was to last week's football phrase, it was a penenka, or a penenka penalty.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. If you get it right, we'll announce your name on next week's show.
If you have a question for us about football or English, you can email us at premierskills@britishcouncil.org.
Or you can leave your questions and comments on the website in the comments section or on our Facebook page or Twitter feed.
Or you could give us a rating and a fantastic review on Apple Podcasts.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.